because...
I imagine not.
You don't know what ham and eggs would be like unless you had some off of the farm. I thought this winter that I'd just buy some fresh hams and sugar cure them. I could put them in the garage when the weather was cool and could have had them. But now they have deep freeze, and by the way, they're going to do with deep freeze. Did you know that? They have preparation that they can put meat through that will just keep in any kind of heat.
I won't buy one in that case. I was thinking about deep freeze.
Well, that's what they have. They can just carry their food. That's just put in on the pantry shelves, meat. It don't seem possible, but they take all the moisture out of it and then put it back in. They claim it doesn't lose its flavor like it does to deep freeze it.
That's something. Well, there, before plumbing came inside the house, there was another little building behind the house that they use for emergencies. What was the name?
That's the toilet.
They call it that around here?
Toilet. We used to call it the back house at home when we were kids.
That has a variation. Never called it the privy, though.
Oh, the privy, the back house. But
never the garden house?
No, never called it that.
Okay, if somebody said, did you hear the Christmas carols? And you say, yes, I have.
Heard them.
And somebody asked you, have you done it? And you say, no, I
didn't do it.
Or would you ever say I haven't done it? Or would you ever say I ain't done it? Or
oh, last time you say I ain't done it yet.
Somebody says, does he do it? And you say, yes, he.
He did it.
Or does he do it? And you say, yes, he.
Yes, he did it.
Who does? He. You said, who does? And you say, he.
He did.
Okay. A person does very sloppy piece of work, and you tell him it's a bad piece of work, and you say, well, I don't. He says, I don't. What you say?
What do you mean in the...
Somebody says,
I'd say I sure don't take any stock in the way you did
no,
that.
No, but he says, you criticize him, and he says, well, why should I have done any better?
I don't care. Here's Brother Wilkin. Oh. We're fortunate in having such a man as him.
I should say so. He seems like very nice.
He's just good. I suppose when we get the church built, though, he'll probably go on someplace else.
Oh, really?
He'll be about the size of it. When we get a good man, well, they always...
Well, they're in demand, and that's a sign they've been a good man, I guess.
Yeah, that's the way of it.
Well, somebody asked you, did you buy your wife's birthday present yet? You say, no, but I've been...
been thinking about it.
You'd say, no, but I... Would you repeat it back? No, but I...
I intend to get her one.
Or same thing you said before. No,
yeah.
But I've
been thinking about it every day.
Okay. And you live in a... it's not a barn. It's a...
you mean what sort of house would be?
House. I'm just getting a pronunciation.
Live in a bungalow, huh?
And you might say that there are, 10 on this street. There are 10...
10 houses.
And the big red building behind the house on the farm is called a
barn.
And the place where they keep the corn?
Corn crib.
And the place where they store the grain?
Those would be the bins.
Do you ever call it a granary or granary?
Yes, granary or bin.
And the upper part of the barn is called a
hayloft. Hay mow or hayloft.
Either one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And